allowing us to come and speak to you today. It's always good to meet with the church here. Y'all hold a very special place in my heart, and I have been encouraged by y'all's keep on keeping on and continuing to do what you're supposed to do, and that's always good, and I certainly appreciate that. And I'm real sincere when I say that I've been encouraged by the work here and the brethren here and what y'all are doing here in this area. If you would, you can be turning your Bibles to Luke chapter 18. And what we'd like to discuss for a little while with you today are two of the more important lessons for the Christian. And the reason that I know they are important is because Jesus himself emphasized them. In the first eight verses of Luke chapter 18, you have there a parable given, and it's commonly referred to as the parable of the unjust judge. And what I'd like for us to do today is to examine what Jesus asked his disciples to examine. At the end of that parable, Jesus said, "Hear what the unjust judge says." And if there's a title for our lesson today, it is, "Hear what the unjust judge says." And I think there are a lot of things that we can learn, certainly by doing what Jesus encouraged the disciples when he was here to do, to hear what the unjust judge says. The first thing that stands out is there's nothing new under heaven. There's always been crooked politicians and crooked judges. And Jesus points this out here by using those people as an illustration, a way that his disciples could learn. And of course, in effect, he's contrasting that judge with the righteous judge, the judge of all the earth. But be that as it may, there are two main characters in the parable. There's a widow woman in there. And before we go any further, it is in order that we mention at least briefly about widows. You might recall under the old covenant that when you planted crops, you had to leave some of that alone. You had to leave that on the edges for the widows to come and get their part. That was God's way of providing for them, that he instructed each person to don't you get up everything that I give you. Don't take it all up. But you leave a portion of that for the widows and the stranger, people who need it. And so we ought not ever forget that as far back as the old covenant was given, that God has a special concern for widows. But you might even remember, even before that, a direct matriarch of Jesus himself, Ruth, the Moabite woman, fell in love, met a good man while she was gleaning from his fields. You might remember Ruth and Boaz. But closer to home under the new covenant, a part of pure religion, a part of serving God faithfully, you remember what James said, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. And so widows are important to God. Now, let's read, if you would, about a man who didn't care anything about widows. In Luke chapter 18, we have this reading. Then he spoke a parable to them that men, and here are the two lessons that we ought to learn, that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And here's our expression. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect, who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? You might notice in this parable that the unjust judge, by his own admission, didn't care about nothing. You know, when the widow came and petitioned him, she simply asked that he could give her some relief from her adversary. We don't know much about her background, but here she is, a widow, has come before the judge to get some relief, to be avenged, she said, from her adversary. And the Bible said, and he would not for a while. And so he put her off, but she kept coming. And then the Bible says, and he said within himself, and this is what Jesus is saying. Now hear what the unjust judge says. And here's what he said. Though I do not fear God, out of his own mouth, by his own admission, he didn't care anything about God. You might remember that the apostle Paul and Peter and them said that perilous times would come, and that men would be haters of God. You know, hard times come when you have these kind of men around. They make it hard on people. He's in a place of authority, but he has no fear of God. Now that's a problem. When a judge doesn't have fear of God. See, he has no standard. He doesn't have a rule book to go by. They can pull any old thing on you. And that's what he does to this lady, this widow woman, come before him. And the Bible said, and he would not for a while. So he just took his own time about dealing with her business. She got issues. He didn't care. But he also admitted something even as horrible. It said that he didn't have any regard for man, so he didn't care nothing about people. That's what that expression means when you examine it. No regard for man. He could care less about what she thought, what she was going through. You wonder how people like that can lay down and sleep at night, but they can. They sleep good. I had a crooked man tell me that one time. He said, Rodney, I sleep good at night. And I said, yeah. You see what we're dealing with? This is what she up against. See? This is what she up against. Now, widows are in a special class, if you will. No husband, no provider of sorts, you see. They in a bind just by the mere fact that of their circumstance. They in a special category. And we got a man here, out of his own lips, out of his own mouth, said, I don't care. This is what Jesus is saying. Now, I want you to hear what this man is saying. Because there's some things you can learn. And so don't get disheartened today when you see injustice. And I mean crooked judges. Now, some people would argue against that, but there's always been crooked judges. And certainly in Jesus' day, people was having to deal with these people. Well, you might remember Zacchaeus, the tax collector. You know, Zacchaeus said, now, if I done took anything off of a man, I'll give it back fourfold. But what I mean is, the tax people was robbing folks back then, too. See, nothing new under the sun. And yet, there are some powerful lessons we can learn from what this man said. You might remember how Luke, as he recounts the life of Christ, Luke said that, and he, Jesus, spoke a parable unto them, and here's why. Now, we don't always know. We're not always told the exact specific points he wants us to get from a parable. Some parables you have to study and dig out the meaning of them. You know, Jesus don't just come out and say, here's what I mean. You might remember in the parable of the sower, that wasn't clear to them. They said, tell us, what does this mean? And he broke it down for them. In this parable, Luke says, and he said unto them, and he told why. Now here's what we, you and I, ought to get from this parable. That men ought to always pray and not lose heart. And I'm here today, if you're discouraged, thinking about quitting, tired, woe down, bothered, I'm here to tell you, hear what the unjust judge says. Don't ever give up. Don't ever let people like this get you down. Don't quit. There's a lot of things we practice as Christians, and these are two of the more important. Men ought always to pray. You might can admit like me, I'm certain that there's been times in my life I've not prayed like I ought to have. Because if we only knew who we're dealing with, see, and that's why this lesson is so powerful. Is something that we have right at our disposal and we don't use it. And it's the very thing that we need. So many times that's the issue in our service to God. See, this is one of these self-inflicted wounds when you don't pray. When you let the injustice and the injustice and evil men get us down. That's a self-inflicted wound. See? Men ought always to pray and not to lose heart. You know, there's sick people at the congregation where we are, and I'm certain y'all have them here. And you know, we pray for them. And we pray for them and we pray for them. And you know what we ought to do? Just keep on praying for them. See, don't ever stop. The widow woman had nothing. She goes up before this judge, this unjust judge, with just a plea. That's all she got. But you know what we learn from her? is that so many times in life, things like tenacity and perseverance, they powerful weapons. Nations have been toppled, hadn't they, by just a common man persevering, you see. Just a common man, no weapons, just perseverance. Showing up day after day after day. A lot can get done that way. And this is what Jesus is saying. Now listen to this sorry man. See? Now listen to him. Look at who you're dealing with here. But look at what he was motivated by. Look what got to him. Now, not the fact that the widow had been beat down by somebody. She had an adversary that was taking advantage of her. That ain't what got him. He didn't care. Remember now, he said out of his own mouth, "I don't really care nothing about man." That ain't what got him. But you know what he said? "Oh, lest she keep coming and trouble me." what a power of the widow woman that keeps coming. See, "lest she weary me," he uses that expression. "Lest she wear me out." If you go, it's interesting to read some of the translations of that. When he said, "lest she weary me," some of them said, you know, "if she keep on coming in here and just wear me out." That's right. He put her off. But she didn't get discouraged. See, that's how I know she kept coming. It don't just come out and say she kept coming. It just implies she kept on coming. Because that's what got to him. That's what got him moving. Was her, he said, "lest her continue coming." Well, them some powerful tools. We need to teach them to our children, don't we? Tenacity. Stick-to-itiveness. You say perseverance. And don't get discouraged when things go south. See. She shows up and not right now. No, it says, "and he would not for a while." So see, he just, "ma'am, look, I got, you know, whatever. I got stuff going on here. And look, right here, look. He put her off. Here she come. Back. Back in line waiting. You see what I mean? That's a powerful thing, man. You hear what he said? He didn't care. But she got him. Powerful lessons in there. And the question that Jesus asked following those instructions to hear what the unjust judge says, Jesus said, "And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out to him day and night, though he suffers long with them?" You know, I thought a lot about that as I was preparing this lesson in sense. The children of Israel cried out to God. You might remember, a king rose up that didn't know Joseph. They settled in the land of Goshen. Things going good. They prospering, growing, maturing as a people. A new king rise up and he don't know them. He's unkind to them. And he start putting burdens on the people. And increasing their workload, and they started crying out to God. And then God heard them. 400 years later. Moses is at the burning bush and he says to Moses, "I have heard the people crying out to me. I've heard my people cry. It's time. I'm coming down to get them." Think on that a while. And he says to Moses, come now. And I thought about that, you know, so now it's time to go. It's 400 years later. Hey, Moses, let's go, get up. You know, time to roll. That's how he worked. We need to trust that. Did you hear what the unjust judge said? Now, he don't care about nothing. But that's not who we serve. You know, it would be worth your while to reread that part of Exodus, chapter 3. He said, I have heard the afflictions that the Egyptians have put on my people. He was watching it the whole time. And I want to tell you something. You know, God, in the days of Jesus, said that the very hairs of your head is numbered. And I'm here to tell this group that the people who mess with any one of them hairs in trouble. It might be today, next year, the next year, 200, but he gonna get them. If they harm one hair on our head, he gonna get them back. Luke said that he said this parable unto them, that men ought always to pray and don't ever become discouraged. God ain't like this unjust judge. This man had no regard for nothing. That's not who we're dealing with. Don't forget that. If you have to pray for a brother here just week after week after week after week, you keep offering it up. Same prayer. Same prayer. Now, that's your fault if you just ask one time. I can't help you, you know. If you just ask twice, that's your fault. And if you get three up, that's your fault. That's your fault. I can't help you with that. You know why? Because God said, come boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly. Be instant in prayer. See, this man, the unjust judge, she gonna bother me. You know, I got to get something. You know, what motivates him, see, was the fact that this lady was gonna worry him to death. Hear what he said. That's not who we're dealing with, though. You see the contrast in the dialogue? Pray without ceasing. He wanted to keep coming, keep showing up. Now, like I said, you offer up one, that's on you. Whose fault is that? Two, you know. Three, whose fault is that? Paul asked three times. Could he get this off of him, whatever it was? He asked three times. And then he said, and Jesus said unto me. He got an answer. And Paul was fine with that answer. Paul said, oh. Paul said, oh. So your grace is sufficient for me. Okay. And Paul said, so therefore I will rather glory in mine infirmities. Say. Since the strength, so your strength is made strong in weakness. See, so when I'm down, Lord, you strong. Amen. That's how it worked, Paul. See? That's how it worked. And so sometimes the way the prayer gets answered, you can see the problem is with us. You know what I mean? You may be sick, and I'm sure some of you are, and you may want it off of you, and you may be done asked, and you may be done asked again. But now that's already been covered in the Bible. I'll say to you, the Lord's grace is sufficient. If you have to live with that, live with it. Now, I'm clear on that. That's already been dealt with. I'm clear on that. That he ain't just always going to just, boom, it's gone. It don't work that way. So now, the unjust judge put the woman off. You see? But now, he put her off because he didn't care nothing about nobody. See what I mean? You on his time. Yeah, unimportant. I got stuff to do. That's right. But now, when God put us off, that's not what he's doing. See what? When Paul asking, see what the Lord's doing? With some lessons there for Paul to learn. You would have thought he would have known it, but we don't always know everything. Them apostles didn't know everything. They didn't always behave the way they should have behaved. They didn't know everything. We know that. We the same way. So when you're asking, just remember now, if you don't get a yes same day, don't get discouraged, you see. And don't mope up before the throne of God. Don't limp up at. See what I mean? Come boldly. See? Come boldly to the throne. And be instant in prayer. You're not going to get on God's nerves. It's just the opposite. See what I'm saying? It's reflective of your character if you just show up one time. You see what I mean? That's on you. That's a self-inflicted wound when you just ask a time or two. I mean, look at this lady now. Look at the widow woman. Remember, Jesus said, what the unjust judge said. He couldn't get this woman down. Out of his own mouth, he tried to shut her down, but he couldn't. He couldn't shut the widow woman down. There's a lot to be said for perseverance. A lot to be said for hanging in there being tough when things go south on us too. The psalmist said in Psalm 7 and verse 11, God is a just God. He's a just judge, it says. And God is angry with the wicked every day. Man, I'm glad. I thought about that because I'm angry with them too. But I can't get them back. See, I can't do nothing about it. If it's one person that I'm glad that's angry with them every day, it's our Heavenly Father. He's going to get them back. He's angry with them every day. We ought to remember that. If it's 400 years, we ought to remember that. Because I'm telling you, what he did to Egypt and them nations, you might remember the command was to kill everything that had breath in its nostrils. See. After that whooping that they put down on his people, in his own time, he killed everybody in the region. every animal, every child, every woman, every man, everything that breathed, he killed it. Wiped off the planet.
You think he ain't angry with them? See, we can't get them back like that, can we? See what I mean? See, so that 400 years now, he wasn't playing. See what I mean? He listening. He counting the lashes on his people. He listening. He recording. He listening. He recording. He hearing. He listening. And then in his own time, in his own wisdom, after he worked his work, then he went to work. Up now, Moses, he says. Get up. It's time now. 400 years later. Don't ever forget that. That if you have a grievance, make your prayer and request known to the Lord. Take it up there. And like we've said now, not just one time. I mean, you're just cutting yourself short. You're selling yourself short. You get tired and quit. Week go by two. you quit firing off the prayer. That's on you. Because that ain't who we dealing with. You know, he says, keep them coming. Keep them coming. So, we're not like the widow woman. The widow woman had to go up there by herself. See what I mean? She in that line by herself. And look what we've done just here in this assembly already. See, we've done offered it up to him already. But together, see, with brethren holding our hands, we here together, we can offer it up together. See what we got? Now listen to the unjust judge. He don't care about nothing. But that's not who we're dealing with. Look at this arrangement we have. When Herod locked Peter up, you know, he done killed James with the sword. Then he said he saw that pleased the people, so he go get Peter locked up. And the Bible says, but constant prayer was offered up to God for him, Peter, by the church. And the angel of the Lord show up. Unloose Peter. Get Peter loose. And let him out. See, let him out. Don't ever quit praying. See, don't ever quit praying. If you're tired today and if you're ready to quit, thinking about it, contemplating, woe out. I'm here to tell you, just keep on praying. Don't lose heart. Don't get discouraged. Because it can happen. We've seen it. We've seen it over and over. You see. People get discouraged. People, they go up. Things don't work out. Things don't work out. And they quit. You may have some here that's done already called it quits. So, go tell them about the unjust judge. Go remind them who they serve. Go remind them who they serve. Then he said, the God of our fathers has chosen you, that you shall know his will and see the just one and hear the voice as if mouth. That's found in Acts 22 when Paul is recounting. When Ananias came to him, Ananias told him, says, Paul, you've been chosen. And you're going to see the just one.
And you're going to hear things from his own mouth. But the emphasis there is the fact that, you know, Jesus and God, they just. They listening to stuff. Now, granted, you may not get a yes that day. So you got to remember how he works. You got to remember, study, because you might be like Paul. There's some things you need to learn when you're going through stuff. You might even remember. That's what Peter said. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Isn't that interesting? That the God of all grace, Peter said, may he, after you've suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. See the problem? See, if you quit in the middle of it, you lose. Boy, we can't get there. It's a lot of self-inflicted wounds, isn't it? Can you see the problem? So many times, we cut it down too short. Too quick. We bail out just when the help is on its way. See, that's unfortunate, isn't it? That is so unfortunate. When we shut it down just before the help arrives. See, that's people that's used to dealing with the unjust judge. See what I mean? There ain't no knees in even going up there. I done been up in here before. You see what I mean? And see that mindset? And that's why Jesus said, you hear what the unjust judge said? See? Listen to this kind of a person. That's not who you're dealing with. See? And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out, though he suffers long with them? When God delays, we better be thankful. The Bible says that God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering toward us. See, I'm glad he ain't showed up. I mean, just for my own benefit. I can't speak for y'all. You see what I'm saying? I really mean that, just for my own benefit. He not slack concerning his promises. He's long-suffering toward us, not willing that any. And see, I take that to mean the Christian and the non-Christian altogether. Not willing that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance. See the difference? See the unjust judge? Don't care about nothing. And look at who we dealing with. When he delays long, it benefits us. Because I want to remind us now, when he show up, he gets down to business now. When he show up, It's a sobering thing. I mean, don't ever forget. Them 400 years, the result of that was every living, breathing thing in the region was stamped out. They existed no more. See what I mean? Wiped off the face of the earth for fooling with his people. See? Them nations, they tried to hook up with Abraham scared, he going through that with Sarah, and he know these folks are trying to get with your wife, anything. That same area, he killed all of them people through that. That king got off that day, but he killed all them people. See what kind of people that you was dealing with? Liars. Okay, go ahead and leave, Moses. No, you can't eat. They just lying, conniving people.
And I'm telling you, God is counting every issue. Every issue. He got it. He recorded it. Every issue. See, I know that because Paul said that a man was going to give account of what he has done in the body, whether it be good or bad. Oh, he keeping score. He counting. He counting yours. He counting mine. He counted the Egyptians. He going to count them all. Too. Don't ever lose heart. Don't ever forget that. We're not dealing with an unjust judge. We're not dealing with him. And as we close, I want to rehearse this little woman that got the job done. Because, see, we need to be reminded, see what I mean? About how a little widow, if she can get things moving, what me and you got going for us? See what I'm saying? This lady up there by herself battling every day. But she kept showing up. See, you and I ain't got no reason. Not with the brethren. Not with the brotherhood behind us. See, we don't take advantage of that. You know, we forget that we got good brethren behind us to back us up. She's just one person. But she got it done. She was put off. And we told to come boldly. See. She was put off. We won't ever be put off. See what I mean? We ain't gonna ever get told, shut that down. You know what I'm saying? God ain't gonna ever just roll back on, turn his back on us. Ever. Don't ever have to worry about nothing like that. She could only deal with the judge at certain times. See what I mean? She come by, he wouldn't deal with her. The Bible says, and he would not for a while. But look at us though. We told to keep on coming. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's pretty good access, ain't it? I mean, can you beat that? That's pretty good access. But now you hear what the unjust judge said? Not the name. Not the day. See you tomorrow. See you next week, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Take your number. I see you next week. Yes, you see. That. Sad, but true. And Christians can learn from it. And you know, she ran the risk of getting on that man's nerves now. What I mean is that could backfire. You see what I'm saying? Oh, you just going to worry me to death, huh? Okay. Boom, you know. Rule against you. But you know, we told to pray without ceasing, that we ain't got to worry about getting on God's nerves or nothing like that. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Proverbs 15:8. He likes it. You see what I mean? He's pleased when we offer it up. That's a delight to God. He's not troubled or bothered when his people calling on him. And I mean calling with problems. A judge ain't wanting to hear no problems. And certainly not an unjust judge. But our Father, he don't care about that kind of stuff. That's what he wants. He's here for us. I'm here to remind you. Through all the adversity, the widow is at the right place. She had that man's place of business in front of the right person. She dealt with the unjust judge at the right time. She worried him to death. wore him down. When we go before God, we at the right place, in front of the right person, at the right time. What then shall we say to these things? Paul told the Romans, if God is for us, who can be against us? I appreciate y'all's time, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak to y'all again. Here's what the unjust judge said. It's a lot to learn from him. Powerful things to learn from him. If you're here today and you need in any way the assistance of the church, use this time now. The church would be more than glad, I know we all would, to petition God on your behalf of whatever your needs might be. Use this time now if we can help you in any way. The invitation song has been selected, and we'll now stand and sing it. I appreciate that too.